This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have begun their highly anticipated summit in Geneva, the Swiss capital chosen as a location for the summit for its history of political neutrality. Both have said they hope their talks in a stately lakeside Geneva villa can lead to more stable and predictable relations. But officials and media alike have been warning, do not get your hopes up for any breakthroughs. A point apparently not registering with Beatrice Finn, an executive director of International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. She is also in Geneva.
I think we need to have moderate expectations of the meeting itself, but hopefully this will set up a process where they can hand over to diplomats to actually start negotiating reductions of nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Russia committed to this in 2010 to follow up the new start with new reduction and new agreements, and this is the moment where we need to implement that.
One possible outcome from the summit is the reversal of the recall of each country's ambassador. U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan and Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov returned home earlier this year amid worsening U.S. relations. New emails released Tuesday show former President Donald Trump and his allies pressured the Justice Department to investigate unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election in the last few weeks in office. It happened despite the fact that his own former attorney general had said there was no evidence of widespread fraud, according to emails released Tuesday by the House Oversight Committee. Colleen Long is covering the story for Associated Press.
Those emails show just how forward Trump and his allies were in trying to get the Justice Department on board with their false claims of election fraud.
Homeland Security and Justice Departments have repeatedly said there was no fraud in last year's election. This is VOA News. Well, the European Union today announced it is recommending that member nations lift COVID-19 restrictions on tourists from the United States, potentially making it easier for U.S. tourists to travel to Europe. Non-essential travel from the U.S. and other nations had been banned in the EU as a precaution to avoid the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. But EU member representatives meeting in Brussels agreed Wednesday to add the U.S. to the list of nations from which the ban may be lifted. Alexander De Croo is the Belgian prime minister.
I mean, we have been separated across the Atlantic for too long due to the pandemic. The fact that travel picks up again shows that the vaccination approaches are working on both sides of the Atlantic.
Now, the recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions. Israel mounted airstrikes in the Gaza Strip today, the first since the end of 11 days of cross-border fighting last month in response to incendiary balloons launched from the Palestinian territory. The flare-up, a first test for Israel's new government, followed a march in East Jerusalem on Tuesday by Jewish nationalists that had drawn threats of action by Hamas, the ruling militant group. The Israeli military said its aircraft attacked Hamas armed compounds in Gaza City and a southern town and was ready for all scenarios, including renewed fighting in the face of continued terrorist acts emanating from Gaza. The United Kingdom's permanent representative to the United Nations warned yesterday that famine is imminent in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region and the country's north. Ambassador Barbara Woodward told reporters in New York that there is a risk that hundreds of thousands of people or more will die. Woodward had said the economy has been destroyed along with crops and farms. She pledged a further £16.7 million in United Kingdom government aid for Ethiopia. Well, the last time Kim Jong-un faced rumors about his health, it was because the North Korean leader walked with a cane, missed an important state anniversary, or panted for breath. Well, now the 37-year-old faces new speculation about his health because he looks thinner in state media images. Kim's health is a matter of intense global interest because he hasn't publicly anointed a successor to control his country's advancing nuclear program targeting the U.S. if he is in some way incapacitated. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.